Anti-Israel protests on another college campus. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. This time, Yale University. Where hundreds of students are right now staging pro-Palestinian demonstrations in New Haven, Connecticut, as police with riot gear stand by. While in New York City, Columbia University's president says classes will be remote today.
In a Sunday statement, she said the decision was made to, quote, de-escalate the rancor and give us all a chance to consider next steps. Campus protests have gone on for almost a week, and on Saturday, some Jewish students were targeted with anti-Semitic verbal attacks, resulting in responses from New York City Mayor Eric Adams, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, and the White House denouncing calls for violence against Jews.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Former President Trump will soon head back to court in New York for the start of his first criminal trial that he calls political persecution. Opening statements are today.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has brought these charges. He says the former president tried to interfere in the 2016 presidential race by paying off Stormy Daniels to hide their alleged affair, and part of a plan that paid off Playboy playmate Kara McDougal to hide their alleged affair, too. Also, American voters would not find out about the sex scandals.
As Fox's Eric Shawn outside the court, the former president is charged with falsifying records related to the Stormy Daniels payments. An NBC News poll gives the former president a 2-point lead over President Biden, but Fox's Peter Ducey reports from the White House.
When RFK Jr. and others are listed on a 5-way ballot, that is a sign that RFK could be hurting Trump more than he is hurting Biden. Biden is also found in this new survey to be the better candidate on the issues of abortion and unifying the country, but on every other major issue, he is trailing Trump.
Israel's intelligence chief has resigned. Major General Aaron Oliva says he will carry the horrible pain of war with him forever after the agency he led failed to prevent Hamas's deadly terror attack. America's listening to Fox News.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Well, the tension remains high in the Middle East after Iran attacked Israel and then Israel responded with a strike in Iran. This happened nearby in Iraq.
At least 5 rockets were launched from the Iraqi town of Zumar, landing near a U.S. military base in northeastern Syria Sunday. But a U.S. official tells Fox it's not clear if the base was the target. No American service members were killed or hurt, and there was no damage to the base.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. The Senate could approve the House-passed foreign aid package tomorrow, which includes new funding for Israel and Taiwan and Ukraine's battle against Russia, though some Republicans voted against that, saying we've even given Ukraine enough. And they've even threatened to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson for allowing that vote. Ukrainians, though, are happy. The U.S. is poised to deliver another $61 billion in military aid.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky on NBC's Meet the Press said the House vote is support for Ukraine maintaining its democracy, but through an interpreter, nudged the other congressional chamber to give its approval.
We want to, well, get things as fast as possible so that we get some tangible assistance for the soldiers on the front line as soon as possible, not in another 6 months.
President Zelensky said with Senate approval, the aid can give Ukraine the resources it needs to win the war with Russia. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could surge at the opening bell next hour. Dow futures up more than 200 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500, they have gone down 6 trading days in a row. The NASDAQ lost more than 5% last week. In the NBA playoffs, all the home teams won series openers yesterday. Boston, Milwaukee, Oklahoma City, and the LA Clippers. It was the same thing for hockey. The New York Rangers, Florida, Winnipeg, Vancouver won game ones of their NHL playoff series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. University of Illinois police concluding its investigation into the death of a student, Akul Dewan. Police say their investigation concludes the 18-year-old's death January 20th. An accident. Results from an autopsy showed hypothermia the cause of death, with alcohol intoxication as a contributing factor. It said that Dewan declined attempts to call a rideshare service to home. People driving around South Urbana during their commutes will find one intersection with a stoplight turned into a four-way stop. Intersection of South Lincoln Avenue and East Windsor Road has been flashing red for the past week. Public officials say the change is the result of a car hitting a light pole last week. The city of Urbana is still waiting for parts to repair the damage. Illinois lawmakers passing a plan last year to require fentanyl education in every high school. Now reps hope to pass a bill to require this instruction in junior high. Sponsors believe students in 6th through 8th grade should learn the differences between synthetic and non-synthetic opioid and illicit drug, as well as the variations of fentanyl. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, good Monday morning. It's a little chilly this morning, but this is going to be the low for a while, maybe for the rest of the summer, for all I know. 36 or something now?
Right.
ESPN 93.5, I'm Stevie J. There's our meteorologist. He's Greg Solier. That's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
All here.
Good morning.
King's all here. Nice and sunny, emitting beautiful sunshine across East Central Illinois. We love that part. A weather brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you to check your skin regularly and talk with your doctor if you notice any changes. For details, visit carl.org/skincancer.
All right, getting warmer for the week ahead, my friend.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe one more run at readings or another night or two down into the mid to upper 30s, and maybe one more morning come Thursday morning, like we have in some spots this morning, of a little frost scraping off the windshield, but nothing of a hard freeze, although we're seeing readings just a bit below freezing along the Wabash, down near the Ohio, and across parts of the far eastern Corn Belt this morning, but nothing coming up out of the ground whatsoever. And there will be, with time, some chances and opportunities to get some field worker going here. You'll have to space them out between kind of a typical spring setup around here on the moisture department going forward. Some drier spells getting more closer to the end of the month and early May, and temperatures coming up nicely. Boy, we've got an almost early summer feel materializing as the week wears on, and more so into the weekend next week too. Apart from that, yeah, chilly morning out there. 38 now, Willard and Savoy, 41 at Rantoul, 38 at Danville, and 39 at Bloomington Normal. We had readings over the past couple of hours that were down between 33 and 35 degrees. Up to 65 today, though, right on target for an April 22, with a mostly sunny sky and an increasing southwesterly wind. Increasing clouds tonight, another cold front upstream. It'll generate maybe a stray late night shower. Low down to 47. Tomorrow, a couple of showers in the morning, a couple of more in the afternoon. Breezy, cooler, 59. Down to 38 tomorrow night. Winds will have shifted around into the northwest, and a mostly sunny, cool Wednesday. Temperatures almost 10 shy of normal at 57. A little frost patch at about 35, 36 Thursday morning. Up to 62 in the afternoon. Here comes the milder weather, up close to 70 with a couple of showers both morning and afternoon, maybe a late day thunderstorm Friday, and we'll be in and out of a stray shower thunderstorm at a couple of spots both Saturday and Sunday, Monday as well, but lots of dry hours, 78 Saturday, around 80 on Sunday, and still well in the 70s for the beginning part of next week, too. For CPJ Broadcasting, I'm just Greg Solgan.
All right, off and running. Ed, is it Batowski? Do I say that right, Ed?
Yes, you did.
Financial strategist. He's a money man, money manager, internationally recognized expert in the investment wealth management industry. Been in financial services for over 30 years. It's Ed Batowski. So, Ed, good morning. Nice to have you from Plano, Texas. Good to have you down there. Okay, so what's my student loan situation? We came back to payments last October, right?
Well, we did, and then we didn't, and then we did, and then we didn't. And it's a political kind of hot potato that the Biden administration is trying to get through so all of us listening right now can pay the debt that other people have accumulated.
Yeah, I thought he couldn't do that. Didn't the Supreme Court say he couldn't do that?
Yeah, but they're trying a different avenue. I always grew up in a world where you make an obligation, you take care of your obligation. But apparently this Biden administration doesn't believe in that.
Okay, what's there's all kinds of asterisks involved as to who qualifies and all that other stuff, that what they're trying to do. But essentially, this is a mad dash for what? Votes?
Well, that's what a lot of people say. We just don't have the money in our budget, let alone do we have the responsibility, you and I, to pay for somebody college or further education that we don't know. Why should I be paying for somebody's education in San Diego?
It doesn't make any sense. But the people that get it would take it.
Yes, and anybody who has student loan debt who is hoping that it gets written off should create a sinking fund, a certain fund where they put money aside just with the outside chance, which I say, I say that with sarcasm, but with the outside chance that they're going to have to pay, they should have that money available.
Yeah. I think most people, reasonable people would say, gosh, if you took out the loan, it's kind of your responsibility. It's not mine. But sometimes things, they don't make a lot of sense in this world, that's for sure. Why do we get so in debt? How come we're so capped out on credit cards, Ed?
Because people can't say no and they have impulsive buys. I mean, I'm fall victim to that as well. When I'm on Instagram, I'm buying things and they show up in my office and I go, oh my goodness, I can't believe I bought that. There's a lot of impulsiveness and people are just not making as much money to keep up with the rising cost of living. So the wages are not increasing at a level that is commensurate with the rising cost of prices.
But if you're knee-deep in credit cards, how do you ever get out if it's 30% interest?
Yeah, well, that's a really big problem we have in the country.
What's the solution? Cut back and
stop spending
money. Yeah.
Well, that's no fun.
Yeah, right. You know what? I often wondered, Ed Vitowski on the Tappan's Toy and Phone Line, that if we had to pay everything with cash, we wouldn't spend that much.
No, we wouldn't. I try to keep as much cash as I can to remind me that I'm actually spending money versus just putting it on a credit card.
I mean, do you have, you ever stuff any in your mattress? That's old school, right?
Yeah, I don't do that, but I do keep it in my wallet, and I try my hardest to use cash whenever I can because those credit card interest rates, are really, really high. And, some people will say they're criminal, but, there's user laws that, at some point they're going to kick in. But right now what we have is an interest rate problem, and with interest rates rising, interest rates are rising because we're spending so much money in this country.
Yeah.
And that's because we're increasing our M2 supply, which is the money supply. And if you look at a chart of inflation and money supply, they kind of go hand in hand. So the more money that we print, the worse the inflation becomes. And so we have to get our spending under control, and that will be the beginning of us getting our cost of living increase under control.
Go ahead.
How about retirement? Well, is there a quick formula you can give us to make sure we're set after we retire, Ed?
Well, you should look to live off of about 4% of what you retired on. So if you have $1 million, you should look to live off of $40,000.
That's it? Huh. Let's see, show of hands. How many have $1 million in checking account?
Exactly. I don't think
anyway, we'll have to see, but and hopefully there'll be pensions and, Social Security's not going to add to much, right?
No, Social Security will be around.
Okay, you're confident in that.
I'm about as confident as I am that everyone's going to have to pay their student loan debt.
Okay. Right. And how can people connect with you?
They can find me at chapwoodinvestments.com.
Nice to meet you, Ed Vitowski down in Plano, Texas. Thank you, sir. ESPN 93.5. We move to morning sports, 7:14. Gigantic news for the Fighting Illini basketball team.
Yes.
Big, big news. Is he the top assistant in America? Could be. Orlando Antigua's coming home.
He's back.
Well, he was with John Calipari in Memphis.
Right.
He was with John Calipari in Kentucky. He was with Brad Underwood and Kofi Coburn
mm-hmm.
when we brought Kofi here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's with John Calipari. And now he's with Brad Underwood.
That's right.
He's coming back.
I love it. I think that was awesome news. The spring game, lots of spring sports happening over the weekend. Our baseball team beating Northwestern yesterday, 11-3. So
we're first place in the Big Ten.
I know.
Dan Hartlib's baseball team is number one in the Big Ten.
Tomorrow at 6 will be Western Illinois. Woo! To wrap up this long homestand. Our softball team also beat Michigan State yesterday. 6-3 was the final, so they split 2-1 in that series. They've got a game at DePaul tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So go Illini. also did pretty well at the Atkins Golf Club, University of Illinois. Were you paying attention to any of that, Stevie?
Yeah, trying to pay Ryan attention, Boyce? All of it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't see the finals.
Okay, so, we did pretty good. I know we need to get to the St. Louis Cardinals. Are we kind of intentionally bumping?
No, we have to play them. We love the Cardinals, but they're not very good.
Okay.
They are the third from the bottom in runs scored.
Shoot.
I mean, they're ahead of the White Sox, but there are not very many teams that have a worse record at 9-13. That's better than five others, but it's struggle. Struggle time. That was a subliminal.
Okay.
I didn't want to play it.
I know.
But I've got it. Stand by. Here we go. John and Ricky.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and the weekend was not kind to the Cardinals as the Brewers swept them. A one-run victory in 10 innings on Friday night. Then the Brewers put up 12 runs in a win Saturday, and a 2-0 loss for the Cardinals yesterday to Milwaukee.
Cardinals pitched well two of the three games in the series, but they didn't hit well in any of them. They had an opportunity in the first inning. Lars Nupar hit a long fly ball to center, and he was robbed of a home run. It would have been a three-run home run that may have made the difference, but the Cardinals just could not get anything going with runners in scoring position. 0-9, and not much better for the series.
Only two hits and 24 at-bats with runners in scoring position for the series, and it was Owen Miller. He broke a long 0-for going back to last year with a base hit that scored the only two runs in the game.
He had been 0-for-16 at the plate, and Sonny Gray had not given up a run all season or as a Cardinal, and that's what happened.
The Cardinals hope to get back in the win column behind Lance Lynn tonight against the Diamondbacks on the air at 5:50. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Miami beat the Cubs yesterday 6-3, and the Chicago White Sox actually beat the Phillies. I know the Cubs have the day off today. Did the Cardinals play
tonight?
Okay, very good.
Arizona coming in.
Cubs will get ready for the Astros. Yep. So that's sports.
Okay, Orlando Antigua is not going to come here empty-handed.
Oh, really?
He's got too many connections. And on Thursday or Friday, remember I was talking about that guard that I got fired up about, Boogie Fland.
Yes.
He's out there. So I mean, Orlando's going to be connected to some. So I don't think this portal thing's done for us for sure. So it's pretty impressive that Brad could get one of the top guys, if not the top assistant in America, to come back. Not that easy, kids. It's just not that easy. And yeah, we ought to be optimistic. Let's check our weather, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, summer camp registration is going on now. You can get in on some early bird rates. There's all kinds of different options, too. Go to urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois Champaign Van Nuys Saturday next in a string of cold fronts expected to make its way across the air the next 24 to 36 hours. A frosty start to the day in some areas this morning. We'll do it again here later tomorrow night and Wednesday morning. After that, a full-fledged pattern shift into a milder to warmer scenario and a steady rise in humidity and a couple of fronts nearby will at least generate almost a daily threat for some rainfall, but many a drier in between heading through the end part of the week, end of the weekend, and much of next week too. So some patchy frost around this morning, mostly sunny, mild this afternoon, 65, increasing southwest wind, not so chilly tonight, breezy with a late night shower chance, low down to 47, couple of rain showers tomorrow, morning and afternoon, breezy, cooler at 59, sunshine back in here on Wednesday, a little patchy frost expected by Thursday morning, with highs at 57 on Wednesday, back to 62 on Thursday, up into the upper 60s, and a few showers on Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms for the weekend, highs well into the 70s. For Stevie J, broadcasting at the Dolchess, Greg Solier.
Yeah, the final line I won, by the way, at the Atkins Golf Club, University of Illinois. So congratulations to Mike Small, yet another victory, the 18th ranked Illini. A Stever is coming up. Stand by.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Verizon earnings are coming in, earnings top forecast, but its revenue was disappointing. The company says it was a strong year, and Verizon is on track to meet its financial goals for the year. Verizon shares are up 3%. Stock futures are recovering ground after last week's sell-off. Mideast tensions have eased, crude oil prices have moderated, and gold prices are softening. Clothing company Express has filed for bankruptcy protection in the U.S. and will close more than 100 stores. It also owns the brands Bonobos and Upwest Express. America's biggest bank is closing its location on Wall Street. J.P. Morgan Chase shut down its branch at 45 Wall Street on Friday, ending more than 150 years of doing business on Wall Street. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Interesting people are talking to Will King.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne, I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now, you can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will King show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Does your bank keep rewards just out of reach? Hi, this is Ryan Heiser, President and CEO of Fisher National Bank. While some banks save their reward programs for a select few, here at Fisher National, we offer free rewards checking to all of our customers. We are trying to reward you for the things you do every day. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive a statement electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's as easy as that. Rewards checking includes excellent 2.0 annual percentage yield for balances up to $20,000 and ATM refunds up to $20. Oh, and no minimum balances required. Free rewards checking from Fisher National Bank. Rewards within reach and service beyond. See monthly requirements at fishernational.com or stop by one of our branches today. Our team looks forward to serving you.
Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
You need the world's fastest mower to create your free time. With Dixie Chopper, what you got to look at is the warranties. Dixie Chopper, all of their models, you're getting a 3-year unlimited hours bumper-to-bumper warranty. That's on the whole thing. Then your commercial units, you get up to a 3-year no-hour limit or 5-year 3,000-hour limit on the drivetrain. So that'd be your engine, your two gearboxes, transmissions, and all that.
Well, that sounds pretty solid.
Yes, it is. Yep. Things break, and even if it's built well like a Dixie Chopper, you need to have that covered, and you get what you pay for, basically.
And I can go see Andy and get on one of those things, couldn't I?
Yes, you can. You can go see Andy at Dedicated Diesel at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. You can reach him through Dedicated Equipment on Facebook. Or call him at 217-328-0562. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You as well. Too. Tim Onstott, Yale Frex Trucking Dedicated Diesel and Championship Barbecueologist. All right. World headlines. The Donald Trump trial testimony begins today. Columbia University in New York City has to shut down classes. Too many protests. It's not that they're anti-Israel, which is really bad. They're pro-Hamas. How can you be pro-Hamas? Really? They were beheading babies. This is shocking to me.
Well, Passover begins at sundown tonight through Tuesday, April 30th.
Well, again, it goes down. I have no idea how you fix this without God. I mean, there's no other solution. Because if your goal as a supporter of Hamas is that all Jews have to die, what do you do with that? It's unbelievable. Those are the two big stories going on today in the world. All right, we have a Stever offer. This is the program where I give you money and you take it.
That's really a good idea, Stevie. I'm glad you did that.
Thank you. $50 to Jet's Pizza. Anybody?
Love it. And Jet's Pizza was the big hero at the Autism Walk when they came in with their samples. They just did cheese. Rian, Jason, and the staff was handing out free slices. And boy, it didn't take long. And especially the vendors, so many different resources at the Autism Walk to help people in this journey through life for people on the spectrum to be more successful. And it was just wonderful for them, especially, to just go across the hallway at the Savoy Rec Center and grab some delicious hot piping Jet's Pizza. Boy, I'm amazed how when they brought it out, it was warm and able to be delicious for everybody. And we were wearing our shirts that said Four Corner World and Around Pizza World or something like that, living in a four corner kind of world. So
it was a good phrase if we could think of it, because I liked it. Four corner something in a round world.
Be a four corner on a round pizza world. I don't know. I wore the shirt all day.
You need to get that, because it was actually good and we didn't do a good job with that. So exactly. It was a very nice Jet's Pizza, square pizza promotion. By the way, Grace had Jet's Pizza Saturday night. They have a wonderful gluten-free option.
Yes, they do. It's they have a cauliflower crust, too.
Whatever it was gluten-free.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it was cauliflower, but it was barbecue chicken.
Oh, yummy.
And she said it was absolutely delicious. So if you do have your celiac or you're just trying to avoid gluten.
Be a square pizza in a round
world. There you go.
World.
There you go.
So there you go. I just zoomed in on Aiden wearing the picture also, and he was popping around all smiles. We love the sensory museum and the foam outside. The kids just had so much fun, and it stepped off at 2. Before that happened, Stevie, I even popped over to Meadowbrook to see their spring carnival, and boy, that was a good, well-attended event, too. The weather was a little crisp and cool, but just beautiful, and I just really enjoyed the whole weekend. By the way, Jet's Pizza is located at 1907 West Springfield Avenue and 512 South Neal Street, so you can use this $50 at either location.
All right, again, the buzz around basketball in Illinois is Orlando Antigua coming home, and he is connected. He brought us Kofi Coburn. He brought us Andres Felice. He brought us the really unbelievable freshman year of Andre Cabello.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real big get. And we already have 4 in the portal signed. We're not done. At least 1 or 2 more. I'm telling you, there's something more here involved. I have no idea. Just guessing. Because he's connected.
Yes.
And Kentucky broke up. And there's, you know, John Calipari talked to his Arkansas basketball team. He said it at the press conference. He said, I just talked to my team. Oh, I don't have one. We'll have to do something about that. They have 2 people. They have 2 people on the Arkansas team.
Oh, wow.
I mean, 2 people from Kentucky. There's probably a few more. But, I mean, right. They really got to build it again. And the really good news, and all these people shouting for reform and the NIL, why? I don't like it either. But if you put limits, we're back to cheating.
Yeah.
Because the cheaters keep cheating. Now they don't know what to do. They're spinning around going,
Right.
I thought this was all, you can't, what'd you pay him? Wow. I mean, Illinois has as many rich alums as any other probably public university. So if we want to raise the money, we'll raise the money. And by the way, Orlando is going to get a lot of money. His assistant head coach is going to be 1.5?
Uh-huh.
I think he was making 1.3 at Kentucky. That's just what it pays. And if you don't like it, go be a coach.
Right.
Go try and be a coach.
Yep.
What's stopping you? So I don't begrudge anybody. Good for them. Wow, that's great. But NIL is the great equalizer, and programs like Illinois can compete if you just have the money. Same for football, same for basketball, same for everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of money. I don't think it's a great idea. But if you're going to play this game, you're going to play the game.
Yep, the genie's out of the bottle. We just have to go with what we got.
Well, you got to either play or you don't play. If you're resistant to it, you're not going to get the best players.
That's right.
It's kind of how it's always worked. We just ignored the fact that XYZ cheated their brains out all the time. And we tried not to. Okay.
We'll just find the gravy train and try to hop on it and support our Illini. Go.
All right. We'll break. Coming back, Anthony Russo, The Truth Shall Set You Free podcast, jumps on in just a few moments. That'll be next. It is Monday. This is April 22nd, and it's 7:30.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, disease, and insect control. Over 32 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Police are at Yale University to break up pro-Palestinian protesters setting up camp overnight. Classes at Columbia University are remote today. The Passover Jewish holiday starts tonight, marked by President Biden in a statement.
The president issued a statement saying, "We must speak out against the alarming surge of anti-Semitism," adding, "Silence is complicity." He also singled out colleges, saying anti-Semitism has no place on college campuses or anywhere in our country.
Fox's Jill Nato. Opening statements start soon at former President Trump's criminal trial in New York.
Today it kicks off. The people of the state of New York versus Donald J. Trump. Prosecutors will finally completely reveal their hand, and the defense will push back against that. 34 counts involve filing false business records.
Fox's Derek Sean. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. People driving around South Urbana during their commutes will find one intersection with a stop line turned into a four-way. The intersection of South Lincoln Avenue and East Windsor has been flashing red the last week. Public work officials say the change the result of a car hitting a light pole last week. The city of Urbana waiting for parts to repair the damage. The Illinois House unanimously passing a plan Friday to require insurance coverage for a prescribed at-home pregnancy test. Illinoisans with health insurance could have coverage for at least two urine-based pregnancy tests per month. Sponsors work to ensure Medicaid patients would have coverage for medically necessary pregnancy tests as well. Last week, Jeld-Wen Holding announcing they'd be closing two facilities in Wisconsin and California, with the company consolidating its Wisconsin location to be housed in their Rantoul facility, bringing about 200 jobs to the village. The Rantoul Village Administrator says he's glad good jobs are coming to the community. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. We check your weather forecast with our meteorologist, the learned one, meteorologist Greg Sawyer, brought to you this morning by Kramer Siding and Window.
And reminding you, the door is like the centerpiece to your house, and in April, you can get some great deals on doors or the sliding door in the back to go out on the patio.
Yeah.
KramerSiding.com.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, vicinity, a little frost scraping in some areas early on this morning. Mostly sunny skies, a milder afternoon. Gusty southwest wind, as opposed to upper 50s yesterday. 65 today, right on target for the time of year. Increasing clouds for tonight. Breezy, not so chilly. Late night shower chance low down to 47. Next cold front on the move for the day tomorrow. Some shower activity in the morning. Scattered in the afternoon, the high about 59. Southwest winds will shift into the west-northwest tomorrow night. We bottom out at 38. Sunshine and a cool Wednesday at 57. A frost patch here Thursday morning, down to about 36 there. 62 in the afternoon. We'll flirt with 70 and a couple of rain showers on Friday, and that'll be the story with windy, milder weather to warmer weather. A pickup in humidity and daily chances for a couple scattered showers and thunderstorms for the weekend and early next week. 78 on Saturday, up near 80 on Sunday. Still well in the 70s for highs a good part of next week, with mild overnight lows in the upper 50s and 60s. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
And again, if you want our Stever offer, the program where I hand you money, you can go to GoStever.com. You get $50 at Jet's Pizza, and you'll have a week to get in there and eat some pizza. Mm. You have a survey to tell you how it was.
Good. Chicken bacon ranch. Mm-hmm. And like you said, gluten-free options.
Yep, Jet's Pizza, two locations in Champaign. All right, he's Anthony Russo, political analyst, host of the Truth Will Set You Free podcast. Anthony, how are you this morning?
Always good. How about you, gentlemen?
We're doing good. Diane's a woman.
That's okay.
Joe. Oh,
I have a deep
voice.
I heard
you guys' voices. I forgot. I'm sorry.
It's very deep. I could go as Dan Ducey this morning.
Probably.
I've been doing so much this weekend.
Probably lower than me, a.k.a. Mickey Mouse. Hi, Mouseketeer! All right, Republicans accuse Joe Biden and Majority Leader Schumer of emboldening Iran prior to attack on Israel. How did they do that?
Well, you know, this is it's a slow and steady drip of money. You know, and it's funny, we're bringing up, it's been an interview done with Ted Cruz in November that's coming back up this week because we're reinstituting sanctions in Iran in the last couple of days. So it was exposing something at the time soon after what happened October 7th and realizing that we have been creating a slow drip of sanction relief, is what it's called, by the Biden administration over the last 3 years, to the point where we have fully funded not just the attacks that came from Hezbollah and Hamas and all these different groups, but also the fact that our own military bases and American soldiers have been getting attacked by these drones that it turns out we have been funding because we released sanctions on Iran. And who thought it was a good idea at the beginning of the Biden administration to release the sanctions that have been put on and off there for the last several decades?
So Anthony, when Iran told us that they weren't going to use it for that, and we said, okay, deal, what were we thinking?
We're believing a terrorist organization. And actually, that was a big lump sum. That was $6 billion that was being proposed. And it was all but given by the Biden administration, but it was actually, that was rescinded by Congress. This is the quiet money. $100 billion is the slow, steady, quiet money we've been giving on a constant basis. That $6 billion actually did not reach the hands of the Iranian government or whatever you want to call it. It never reached them, thankfully. But it doesn't mean that we have not given them $100 million approximately, or $100 billion approximately the last several years. So again, this is also, it's funny because it's so difficult to get any transparency from our government unless you are truly reading in and out of these bills on how much money we've been giving to literally one of the largest, if not the largest, sponsors of terrorism in the world. In what world do we think it's a good idea that America is giving any money, let alone $100 billion, to a country like Iran?
All right, here's another thing I don't understand, and there's plenty in the world I don't get. Anthony Blinken, Merrick Garland, Charles Schumer, they're all Jewish. Why aren't they jumping? Mm-hmm. Why are they jumping up and down? I mean, they're powerful people.
This is where you start to, I don't understand it. I don't understand why the left has become so pro-Palestine. And again, I am not for the killing of innocent people. But at the same time, we've created this dialogue that's important to whoever wants there to be a massive instability in the Middle East. The Middle East is obviously the window into terrorism all over the world, including the United States. That's how it comes over here. So how is it that these, yes, Jewish folks in our government are deciding to take this stand? I have no idea. I mean, you look at what's happening today on college campuses. There has just been a war of a narrative, a war of propaganda, and the Israeli people are losing. This is not, they're not committing genocide. I've said this on my show. Using that word is absolute blasphemy when they just had 1,400 people killed in their own country. Now, you could say war crimes, whatever it is. There's a lot to unpack, but it's not genocide. But when you use the word genocide, it creates a narrative that it's like, well, we got to come to the aid and the help of these people. The problem is there is no ability to help on a sensible basis, on a common sense avoid terror basis, and it's a real cluster of a situation that we're in deep trouble because our stance is so weak in our country, and the fact that we can trace some of the dollars going on directly back to us is absolutely horrific.
And when we say they're winning, there's what, 14 million people in Manhattan. We're talking about 200. Oh, we're talking about 200 people. I mean, you know, I think there's been 200 people that would say these things forever. They're just getting coverage, and it's social media, and it gives you the appearance that, oh, we're losing, we're getting creamed by these guys. There's very few people in the grand scheme. If there are 50,000 students and 200 are mad, you're going to have 200 mad at anything, anytime. I just know that it's overinflated as to how this feels, and it's not that they're just anti-Israel; they're pro-Hamas. I don't get it. What are they?
What are you doing? They beheaded babies. Why, Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, and that's interesting. You bring up the beheaded babies and what happened on October 7th, and the fact that they do this on a regular basis. This is who they are. If you remember right after that, and again, this is why it's a propaganda war. Right after that, they're saying, "Oh, these intelligence, the intelligence data and these reports weren't true," because they found one person that said that they talked to somebody that saw the people getting burned, and all of a sudden, then the whole narrative of what happened, even though we've got video of all these people getting murdered and getting slain and getting killed, and then even them bragging about what they had done to these people. And yet somehow the narrative got switched because one person was discredited. And that's where you get all of these people, whether it's 200 or whether it's 2,000, if you look at all the different Ivy League schools today. But again, you're right. It's a small faction. The fact is they're getting the coverage that's from right-wing media and left-wing media. And it's the fact that it emboldens our own federal government to actually make decisions based on the loud idiots. And that's where we are. And that's why for 3 years we've been going back to essentially sponsoring terrorism. And really, do we want to sponsor Iran? No. But do we want, does our government like destability on a large level? And that's where you start to question the, oh my goodness, conspiracy theorists saying, you know, is there a one world government? Is there a great reset and all these different things? And if our own government is sponsoring terrorism that destabilizes the world, you have to actually question that piece of legitimacy.
And you have to also understand that if Hamas is the type of group that hides behind women and children, that's also who they are. And when you take these wars and you have these, you know, terrorist groups that do that regularly, they're wearing blue jeans and they're hiding in the house with kids. That's what they do. That's how they do it. And then they blame America for casualties when you're trying to fight them, or blame Israel. This has been going on a couple thousand years, or thousands of years, and I don't know how it ends. I don't know where it goes from here. I do think that Israel made a pinprick decision to go and hit some of their weapons, and it probably made Iran go, they have a little higher technology than our 300 things we lobbed into Israel.
Yeah, and I love our at our press briefing us saying, well, the reason why none of these missiles worked was because of, you know, Joe Biden making a firm stance, which was mind-boggling that was said. This is the Iron Dome is the only reason nothing happened to Israel. They got called out by Peter Ducey like usual, and Peter Ducey was like, you know, the words don't clearly didn't work. And he goes, but look what we did. We did nothing. We literally did nothing to help it, and thankfully they've got the Iron Dome. But it is so destabilized out in that region. The people that I know from there that are still, it's a bad situation. And I honestly, I don't, you're right. Thousands of years, biblical situation. And we're at a place right now that I don't know how it goes up from here.
Did you ever think the world could end on our watch, Anthony? Well, crazy. No. It's nuts.
Who knows?
There's some things going on that you're thinking, man, when we had spears and stuff, it just wasn't going to go very fast. Right. Now we got all this stuff to blow everything up.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're reaching a place where we could be deniably ignorant in the past, but because of where we are in social media and a 24-hour news cycle, and the fact that we can go play armchair quarterback all the way through the Kissinger days, we are no longer innocent as a nation. We are definitely no longer innocent as a nation, and it's just building from here.
Odds of Donald Trump getting convicted?
Who knows? it's like a bingo card. I think this one in New York is interesting because the judge is – it's almost as bad. I don't know if you're a boxing fan, but it's like the ref in the Garcia-Haney fight that almost did everything he could to hold Haney up in the fight. This judge will do anything and everything to make sure that this trial is unfair to Donald Trump, even though it should hold no weight whatsoever. It's the dumbest trial out of all of his different cases. And this is one that I actually think could potentially get a conviction.
If they don't get a conviction, the left's going to go berserk. It's going to be... Oh, pray for them because their head will explode. I mean, they're counting on this slam dunk, but only takes one hang a jury, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. But let's look at this. We have issues with Trump that potentially paid off somebody that was an adult film star. On the other side, you've got Joe Biden in his presidency funding billions of dollars to state-sponsored terror? And which one are the left focused on? Let's take a deep breath and think about that.
Bill Clinton gave $850,000 to somebody when he was in the White House.
Right?
It's just like, it's not equal justice under the law. That's just, it's crazy. Anthony Russo, political analyst, host of the Truth Show, Will Set You Free podcast. How do people find you?
Just go to Truth Will Set You Free USA, Truth Will Set You Free USA on all the different podcast networks and, as of course, social media as well.
Nice to catch up again, Anthony. Thank you. ESPN 93.5, all of our guests on the Tavern's Joint phone line. You can text in if you like on the Fisher National Bank text line, 217-359-2255. Orlando Antigua is back
yes.
as an assistant. Caught up with the Illini Inquirer podcast with Jeremy Warner and our very own Derek Piper
mm-hmm.
on why this is a big deal.
Well, he's one of the best assistants in the country. He's been paid like it. I would imagine he will be continue to get paid like it as he makes this move back to Champaign. His ability to get talent, that's been proven over a long course of time at Kentucky. I mean, he was at Calipari at Memphis before that. And then obviously at Illinois, you mentioned some of those names. I mean, Illinois does not get Kofi Coburn, who was such a crucial part of that resurgence for Illinois, a two-time All-American. And to be able to get him, to be able to have the connections, to get into the right rooms and to bring the talent to the table for Brad Underwood, but also to develop it too. I think that's something that he obviously deserves a lot of credit for as a very highly respected big man coach that had to get the most out of Kofi Coburn. I know he had a lot of talent during his first tenure at Kentucky and obviously second too, but Anthony Davis, DeMarcus Cousins, Julius Randle, some guys that he coached there in the front court in Lexington, even and his second stint, Oscar Tshiebwe was a pretty good big man down there as well. So you got to have the talent to be able to get those type of results, but to be able to get the most out of it is certainly something that he can speak for and has been doing for a long time. And as far as the connections, it obviously played itself out. New York area, East Coast, and then internationally, especially the Latin American basketball community when you got Felice and Curbelo and some of those other guys, where you look at Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, those are some big areas for him. And he played on the Dominican national team, coached the Dominican national team at one point, and is really highly connected and highly respected back in those areas. So as Illinois pushes forward and is going to dabble a lot in the portal, I think that he's a guy that's going to have a lot of ability to go out there and sell the program and have those connections play out for him and just the reputation that he carries. And now to push forward with Illinois too. So just like you kind of said, I mean, every list, whether you're an AD, a coach, any hot board, any kind of short list has a shoot your shot guy at the very, very top. This was Brad Underwood's and he connected on that first swing.
Hey, you know, what does it say when you can get the top assistant in basketball to your program? What's it say? It says that we're a thing. We're happening. And that's pretty cool. So, and with the four added portal people, I mean, we might have gotten more athletic. And Orlando's got connections.
Yes.
And he might be one of the tallest assistants in America.
Is that right?
6 foot seven.
Oh, wow.
He's a big figure. And yeah, very excited. I think it's a big deal. And we're going to hear about some pretty big names, I think, coming up.
Okay. St. Louis Cardinals will be hosting Arizona. We'll just kind of reset, Stevie. Lance Lynn on the mound with a 6:45 start here on ESPN 93.5.
A whole bunch of the Cardinal batting averages start with a one. It's just the now again they turn it on and feel bad for Nolan Gorman. Oof, he is really struggling. I think he struck out 30 times already.
Oh,
I mean,
man,
struggling. And Paul Goldschmidt. Love Paul Goldschmidt, but he's 36 or 7.
Okay. Shoot.
Yeah, I'd love him. He's a fantastic human being, and really, but boy, he can't hit right now.
Well, so. And we it's okay when people slump, but when a whole bunch of team members slump at the same time.
No, they've only scored 76 runs this year. The Cubs have scored 119.
Okay.
Tells you how many times they're touching that home plate. So anyway, they're struggling, and I don't know. Arizona is a playoff team. They were the National League champions last year. They beat us 2 out of 3 last week in the desert. They're coming here. Milwaukee sweeps. By the way, the Milwaukee Brewers, They lost their manager to the Cubs.
Yes.
Whoever they got has won 10 out of 12 on the road.
Okay, then.
So the Brewers are still a thing and in first place in the Central.
Miami beat the Cubs 6-3 yesterday, but they're gearing up for a series to start tomorrow against Houston with a 6:40 start over on US 105.9 using Jordan Wicks on the mound. And we'll have the Chicago White Sox at Minnesota with a 6:40 start. Our Illini beating Northwestern 11-3. They'll have Western Illinois to wrap up that, I think it was a 9-game homestand.
That was nice.
Tomorrow yeah. at 6. So take note of that. We also have our Illini that are 2-1 in the series over Michigan State, winning 6-3 yesterday. They've got DePaul tomorrow at 3. So go Illini. I didn't hear much about the spring game. I just had so much going on. But orange versus blue, and I'm sure our Illini won, and we saw some neat things.
Yeah, the Illini won.
Yes.
I think a few thousand people, it was in the shade.
Okay.
It was on the west side.
A little on the cooler side.
It was
then.
Cold.
I okay.
think a lot of people were cold.
But we got, what, Luke Altmyer then?
Yep, he's our guy. Mm-hmm. There's no controversy there. So he'll be our quarterback. But, yeah, you look at that schedule, you're going, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
We host Michigan for the Red Grange game, and then we got to go to Oregon.
Right.
And those are two, you know, top 10 teams.
Right.
So it's a tricky schedule. You're going to have to win early, and Kansas here, I wish we weren't playing them, but they're very good, same good quarterback that pounded us last year. So.
We'll talk to the U of I Alumni Association around 8:20 and a half an hour or so with David Bambry. And, you know, planning homecoming right now because it's a little earlier this year in mid-September.
Yeah, that's really early.
And it's, I think, because of the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium that we're doing that big game in October.
Mm.
And so because of the Red Grange and Illinois versus Michigan, that's why they had to pivot kind of and make it a little earlier. Earlier this year.
Okay.
Well, go Illini.
Yep. All right. ESPN 93.5. We'll check your weather with Greg one more time here this hour. Coming up.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up, and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Well, at Watts Copy Systems, they offer cost-efficient solutions, busy offices. You might save money. Watts is local, locally owned, family-owned, employee-owned, Illinois business. Watts Copy Systems, call them, 217-352-0428. The Fighting Illini baseball team under Dan Hartlib have won 7 in a row. They are 10-2, first place in the Big Ten standings, and they're 2 games ahead of everybody. I mean, so let's go. And doesn't the top baseball team host the Big Ten? I thought.
That sounds right.
Anyway, they're 23-13 overall. Dan Hartlib has it going on with this Illinois baseball team. You got to get out and see them when they play tomorrow?
Yes. Okay. And that's against Western at 6. I had just read some of the texts at 359-2255 how Parkland's 39-game winning streak came to an end with little old Dak, it says here, 2-0. I know that Parkland had beat
DAC, Danville Area Community College, in the game before that. But yeah, so there's that that happened over the weekend. Someone else texted in about Holy Cross and their boys bowling team and how well they did in state this past weekend. But Hunter Nell, I guess, placed eighth overall at the IESA State Bowling Tournament.
Go so, Holy Cross.
Thanks for keeping us informed.
Appreciate that. Weather brought to you by Kurt Lynchout, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And by Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois Champaign event is Saturday next in this ring of cold fronts. Expected to make its way across the air the next 24 to 36 hours. A frosty start to the day in some areas this morning. We'll do it again here later tomorrow night and Wednesday morning. After that, a full-fledged pattern shift into a milder to warmer scenario and a steady rise in humidity and a couple of fronts nearby will at least generate almost a daily threat for some rainfall, but many a drier in between heading through the end part of the week, end of the weekend, and much of next week, too. So some patchy frost around this morning, mostly sunny, mild this afternoon, 65, increasing southwest wind, not so chilly tonight, breezy with a late night shower chance, low down to 47, couple of rain showers tomorrow, morning and afternoon, breezy cooler at 59, sunshine back in here on Wednesday, a little patchy frost expected by Thursday morning, with highs at 57 on Wednesday, back to 62 on Thursday, up into the upper 60s, and a few showers on Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms for the weekend, highs well into the 70s. For Stevie J, broadcasting at the Dolce's, Greg Solier.
Yeah, if you've not had Jet's Pizza, you can enjoy one on me today. I'm giving out $50. Go to ghoststever.com. I like the buffalo, what's a buffalo ranch?
Buffalo chicken ranch.
Yeah. That's really good, and they're delicious. They got a little crusty thing going on. That's
they got the Greek pizza special going on right now, too, and terrific salads and wings. I mean, they've got so many great options when you go to jetspizza.com. Maybe you could treat the office for a little spring luncheon at your place, and Jet's Pizza can hook you up with that. Again, just head to ghoststever.com and get yourself signed up.
And if you go to fast food places, I think you've noticed that the prices have gone up.
Yes.
If you drive through McDonald's, isn't like a Big Mac meal.
That's right.
Way
maybe
more.
Maybe $12 or something
what
like that.
What the heck?
I know.
Nick Neoncatis, he's a franchise consulting company guy, Great American Franchise Expo. He's author of the Franchise MBA. And what we counted on being cheap is no longer.
That's right.
And gas is, what, $3.79?
Right, right.
It's edging toward $4.
Yep. And Rick had texted in saying people just aren't living in their means, and the credit card debt is insane. So thanks for that after working in the banking industry for 45 years.
Go check our news. That'll be next, coming up on 7:57.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Here's another home improvement insight from Kramer Siding and Window. New roofing and siding are a winning combination that can instantly change the look, feel, and function of your home. Our Kramer Siding and Window team takes pride in being an Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor, able to offer a best-in-the-business 50-year warranty. Pair it with preservation siding in your favorite style and color, and your home will be a showstopper. Start today and save 10% on roofing and 25% on siding. Call us, click on KramerSiding.com, or visit the showroom in Champaign.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.